K-Man's In Focus continues. Riley County Extension Horticulture Agent Greg Eisdorf. Do you ever have
easy
trouble,
for you to say?
Do you ever have trouble spitting that out sometimes?
Well, sometimes we just want to say gardener.
Is that?
It's not as professional, but
well, horticulture has like four syllables, and you know when you does. Put extension and horticultural.
Yeah, there's a lot. Mouthful.
That's a lot of syllables there. Of course, it's Friday and I'm tired.
Yeah, call our office. That's always a good.
Call our office.
Yeah. A nap while you, Riley County, K-State Researching Extension, Greg Eisdorf, you know, you've forgotten your question by the time you
get it all spit out.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking about a lot of things going on. It's an exciting time of year for those that do a lot of landscape and garden work. I've been having a lot of, daughter's boyfriend's been setting us up with all kinds of vegetables.
Yay.
And we got, you got some things going on here with that are coming up. Let's talk about them.
Yeah, we're into the second half of our garden season as far as cool season. We had a terrible spring for most of our spring gardening produce. So
it was too hot and dry.
Yeah, it was cold to start with. Really cold.
And then it got hot. So we
had winter and a summer and no spring.
Didn't we talk about not having any 70-degree reading days?
I think we did. Yeah, and that's what we need. So hopefully we'll get them this fall so you get a chance to plant your lettuce and spinach. So there is the fall season. Usually we do it in the hot part of the summer. But if we can make it through that with watering, we'll be the vegetables are much better. I don't know how else to explain it. You need to try it, see how it works for you. But if you get harvesting carrots and broccoli and cauliflower and those things in the fall, they just taste crisper, better flavors because of cool temperatures as they're maturing. And that's the cause of that. And so I really encourage you, if you have the space and the time, you want to put in some effort, you can plant your carrots, your spinach, your lettuce, radishes. We see broccoli and cauliflower, those really need to be by a transplant. So you need to have a plant that's already got you a little 3 or 4 week growth on it so that it will mature before we get into the really cold weather. Those can take cool temperatures down to mid-20s. You cover them a little bit and you won't frost and kill those. But if it gets really cold, then they will die like they did the spring when I planted my cabbage and we got around 20 degrees there in March and that just wiped them out. So hopefully this season will allow us to get our fall garden in. We have publication online. You can stop in. If you have any questions on that, we'll have the information at the farmer's market this Saturday as well. So fall gardening is in place and we're also looking towards our lawns, landscapes, what made it through, what's suffering. I would say our cool season lawn suffered. We had the cold March, and then we went in the summer, and that's not good for our cool season grasses. So probably a lot of overseeding, maybe some new lawns planted, and not really rocket science or really hard to do, but there are some steps that you want to take so you're as successful as possible. We have a program on August 25th, Saturday morning. Blueville Nursery will be hosting that. Dr. Gerald Hoyle, our turf specialist from K-State, is going to be presenting on how to plant your new lawn or overseed to thicken it up, and fertilization, which is important in the fall for cool season grasses. And weeds are always something that we have to talk about. This is just a perfect example. We love cool season lawns because they're greener most of the season. That's what people want to have, even though they have to mow more often. We still like that green, relaxing, good feeling that lawns provide, along with all the environmental benefits that they provide as far as trapping pollution and holding the soil in place and giving us oxygen, taking in the carbon dioxide. So a lot of advantages to all plants. We want to have them out there, but we have to work with our environment, which unfortunately this year hasn't been good for the cool season lawns. My buffalo grass, man, it's loving it. I've never had a better looking buffalo grass area that I have, but next year may be cool and wet, and it may not do as well. So we have to, the trades off of our choices on the lawns that we use.
My crabgrass didn't do so well this year.
Oh, boy, that's really a bad year if your crabgrass isn't working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that's one of those warm season grasses that we don't like. Doesn't green up very quickly. People probably prefer not to ever see it green up, but when it does, it grows, and then it grows faster than we can mow. So they haven't come up with a subspecies of crabgrass that would be the perfect lawn for us yet.
Wouldn't that be so?
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You just plant, it plants itself and doesn't need water. Don't know how we could control the rapid growth on it. We'd need to come up some way to correct that so you're not mowing three times a week in the summertime. But so we'll be talking about weed control as well. We encourage fall planting of our cool season grasses basically because there's less weed competition. Also, the soil temperatures are warm, so those seeds will germinate quickly and get it going. Always encourage probably putting down a little phosphorus fertilizer. Our soils typically have that, but if we put some down, it's a little bit readily available for our young plants to take in. Soil testing is one thing we really encourage before you do any kind of planting, whether it be a fall garden or your lawn. You know, if we do need to add something, we can do that before you have roots in the ground. So encourage you to do that. Here in Riley County, there's a grant, so it's only $2.50. So it's not outstanding as far as a price. Bring us a soil sample. We take it up to the lab at K-State. Some people buy soil testing kits, and there's nothing wrong with that. I walk the master gardeners through the program. Well, what about a $20 soil testing kit? Well, you know, you can do that. Then we go to the soil lab and look at their multi-million dollar equipment, and I say, which do you think might be a little bit better, your $20 kit or all this equipment? And so for $2.50, you can let K-State do your soil test for you. So that's a pretty good deal. Yeah, isn't that nice? You know, and we're local, so a pretty rapid turnaround. And, you know, usually if I bring it in on Monday, the soil lab has it by Friday, and so you're ready for the weekend to get going. So
we just have a little bit of time left. We have about 30 seconds.
Well, come to the farmer's market Saturday morning, see the master gardeners. Sign up for the Raleigh County Extension Master Gardener Program starting on September 6th. Runs to the end of October, and you'll have a fun time.
And you got your extension report tomorrow morning on K-Man, too.
May sound very similar, but
reinforce the idea.
Just make sure you're up at 7:20 or whenever you're going to play that thing.
Greg Eyestone here with Raleigh County Extension, joining us on K-Man's In Focus. Both our interviews with Greg and Karen Hibbert of the Convention and Visitors Bureau will be available online a little later this morning at newsradiokman.com. I'm Dave Lewis. Thanks for Sam Henney for running things this morning in the studio. Have a great weekend. I'll be back with Open Phones on Monday. We'll have some fun with that.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.